Good morning. Pedro Sanchez moved a step closer to clinching a renewed term as Prime Minister yesterday after a secessionist Catalan party said their suspended parliamentary seats held by jailed separatists would likely count as abstentions in a tight vote. The PSOE, led by acting Prime Minister Sanchez, won the most votes in the April 28th election but fell short of a majority, forcing them to seek support from smaller parties in Parliament in order to form a government. The socialists need support from the far-left Podemos and smaller regional parties to secure a simple majority against the right-wing parties. However, the numbers are tight and the socialists can only win a majority if at least one legislator abstains. Yesterday, Catalan legislator Laura Borràs said that whilst her party would vote against Sanchez, the three seats held by separatists on trial for organising an independence vote in 2017 would likely count as abstentions. That would tip the numbers in Sanchez's favour. The vote is expected to be held in mid-July. A British rock climber has died in an accident in Mallorca. The man, believed to be in his 20s, was killed after reportedly falling around 60 feet onto rocks in the Tramuntana mountain range. He's understood to have been with a friend who was unhurt. Firefighters and Guàrdia Civil mountain rescue experts were trying to recover his body yesterday afternoon following the 2:30 p.m. tragedy. A police helicopter was mobilised to try and help in the operation. Banco Santander and the unions have agreed on 3,223 layoffs in Spain as part of the bank's effort to integrate Banco Popular. The CCOO union said that the details of the agreement still need to be finalised. Santander is cutting slightly less than 10% of its total workforce in Spain, though it is still closing 1,150 branches, slightly more than a quarter, according to a union spokesman. And a cave in Javier will be part of the first beach in the Valencian community to have its access restricted this summer. Cova Tallada in the Montgó National Park will, from this weekend until the end of September, be open to just 482 visitors a day. Visitor numbers will further be limited to just 71 at any time in the cave. Reservations will be made through the Montgó National Park website. Each reservation will also be required 10 days before the intended visit. A local government statement blamed the increasing pressure on tourism on the environment and the risk of accidents for the move. Despite involvement by both Denia and Javier municipal governments, plans are currently stalled over who will police the site. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.